This is an exercise in symmetry therapy. Symmetry therapy does not claim to be a way to heal any diseases or serious conditions. It's a relaxation technique that's focused on the symmetries of the body and a prolonged awareness and attention to the body, helping it to relax. This exercise is on the shoulders and hips. There is a certain parallelism in the function of the shoulders and in the function of the hips. And so we're going to focus on it and try to get those areas in a type of alignment in our consciousness. So you should be laying flat on the ground. Have your arms at the side. Have your sides of the feet gently touching. Just relax all your muscles and have your fingertips gently touching the ground. Take a deep breath. Blow out all the air. Take another deep breath. Try to hold just gently for a little while the air in your lungs. Gently feel your legs stretching, your shoulders going back into the ground, the back of your head touching the ground. And you can feel your feet lightly bending forward, the toes stretching forward. The rest of the body just as still as you can hold it. And arching the toes back. Feel the body gently relax in the hip area. And feel it gently relax in the shoulder area. Now notice the two symmetries on both sides, right and left side. You've got your elbows and your knees. You've got your ankles and your wrists. You've got your fingers and your toes. You've got your shoulders and your hips. And if you notice, the shoulder area has the two arms that hang down, has the two arms that hang down, and the legs have the hip area as a type of shoulder area going across. You've got your waist, you've got your groin, and you've got the head area, and you've got the chest area. You've also got the buttocks, and the hips are a type of structure that has the functionality of the shoulders. And you can relax your hands and relax your feet and just feel this gentle relaxation helping your body to align. We tell ourselves to relax, but it's a lot more helpful if we can tell ourselves in the individual parts of our body to relax, such as the ankles, telling our ankles to relax, and telling our wrists to relax, telling our calves to relax, telling our forearms to relax. Because then we can tell a part of our body to let go. And when we do that, it's a lot different than just saying globally to yourself, relax. Let's tell our our body to relax in different parts like that right now. Let's try to sense a relaxation in our chest. Try to sense a relaxation in our thighs. Try to sense a relaxation in our hands. Try to sense a relaxation in our feet. Try to sense a relaxation in our knees. Try to sense a relaxation in our biceps. Try to sense a relaxation in our forearms. Try to sense a relaxation in our shins. Try to sense a relaxation in our shoulders. Try to sense a relaxation in the soles of the feet. Try to sense a relaxation in our palms. Try to sense a relaxation in our tailbone. Try to sense a relaxation in our groin. Try to sense a relaxation in our biceps. Again, try to sense a relaxation in our lung area. Try to sense a relaxation in our stomach area. Try to sense a relaxation in the back area. Sense a relaxation in the upper back area. Sense a relaxation in the lower back area. And sense a relaxation in the muscles of the head, and especially the muscles of the face, the muscles of the eyes, and the muscles of the forehead. Okay, now let's bring the feet up to standing. We're laying flat on the ground, but the knees are now bent and the feet are flat on the ground. Let's relax the lower back. Just sense everything going loose. The fingers are relaxed. The palms relax, the arms are relaxed, the knees are up in the air, and the feet are flat on the ground. Continue to take deep breaths, blow the air out. Make your lungs get larger. Inhale, blow the air out. Stretch the hands out to the sky. That is, clasp your palms together and reach your hands up in the air. And you can just gently let the arms go up. The palms are together in a prayer position. Let the palms take the arms over the head. Let the palms take the arms again to the center and then towards the legs. Feeling a light stretch. Do this a few more times, very slowly. Just letting your shoulder area stretch out. You feel the lower back just touching the ground, the hip area. And then you can let your palms gently touch the ground, relax your arms. The feet should still be standing, the knees should be in the air, the soles of the feet should be flat on the ground with the ankles gently touching. And notice how the back of the head and the lower back, the tailbone, are weighted and just like having gravity just bring them down fully. Sense a total release of all the motion in the back of the head, a total release of all the motion in the lower tailbone, and a total release of all the feelings in the muscles of the hips. So you've got the area of the legs where they meet the hips, and feel that as totally relaxed. And then you've got the area of the arms where they meet the shoulders, the armpit area, or you could even say the sides of the deltoids, and feel that as totally relaxed. So we're trying to release the tensions that we don't normally know that we're holding, which is a type of sensory motor amnesia. And let's just relax the chest. Just relax the armpits. Relax the buttocks. Relax the groin. Take another deep breath. And relax the legs and the arms. And just let the arms and the legs relax. Let the legs go down now, so the hamstring area under the knees is flat. The legs are flat on the ground. Okay. If you notice, there's a type of U-shape that is formed from the arms and the shoulders. The shoulders form the arch of the U, and the two parallel lines are formed by the shoulders. We have that same structure with the feet and the waist. We have a U on the bottom and a U at the top. And ask yourself, how does feeling these two U's sense the area of the arms and the legs? Do we feel a parallelism now, a stronger set of parallels with the legs and the arms? What about the flatness of the tailbone against the ground on the U of the legs compared to the flatness of the shoulders and the neck of the U of the arms? we have a flatness of the arms. And we can feel that we have somewhat of a straightness, somewhat of a evenness in our arms. We can feel our elbows on both sides. We can feel our wrists on both sides. We can feel the long bones of the arms. And then in the same way, we have these long bones of the legs. We can feel evenness in our legs. We can feel the evenness, the sensations of our knees. We can feel the evenness of the sensations of our elbows. We can feel the evenness of the sensations of our of the top of the femur bones going into the hips. So we feel evenness now. Try to let the body make any slight movements that might make it feel more even. And then take a few more deep breaths and relax. You should be breathing deeply, letting all the air out of your lungs, inhaling as deeply as you can. If you like, you can hold the breath in. Sometimes that helps expand the musculature and the way that the bones are aligned, just very gently. If you breathe in deeply, you can feel your rib cage a lot differently. And sometimes your sternum, which is the center of the chest bone, you can feel it pointing up. And if you feel this U shape, the arms and the shoulders, you can see how that sternum bone is connected to that whole structure. A lot of times when people age, they don't realize that the capacity of their breathing is decreased. And one way I find to counteract that is to hold my breath when I have a full inhalation. And you could gently let your hands reach over your head again. And this time, just have your hands flat. So now you're feeling a U, but the U is going in the other direction. Instead of the U with the arms pointed downward and the hands by the hips, the arms are extended over and you're palms are in the air this time, and the back of your hands is flat on the ground. And just feel that, let your arms relax as much as you can while you still have a little bit of a stretch going. And feel that stretch. So now your U's are in opposite directions. And again, try to feel the evenness now. Feel your shoulders as even, your biceps and long bones of the arms even, your elbows feel even, you know, the sensation of the muscle tightness is gone, and you feel the evenness of the waist You feel the evenness of the ankles, the even sensation of the knees, the even sensation of the long bones of the legs. And just let the body relax. You can bring your arms down again. Breathe deeply if you can. And from this lesson, you've paid a little bit more attention to the structural relationship of the shoulders and the hips, and also the arms and the legs. And you might be able to feel how the tension in the lower part of the body, or the lower part of the back, can be slightly relaxed, as well as the tension in the shoulders. When you lay flat on your back, you let gravity have its way, the pressure of the body against the ground, and doing slight movements helps align the body. And that's all for this lesson.